This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Update for January 7th, 2021. We're following about seven or eight stories today. The first story is the stock market hit a record high yesterday with the Dow Jones closing at about 30,812. This reflects the concept that the split in Congress, even though the Democrats will have a 50-50 majority in the Senate with the Kamala Harris as a tiebreaker, will be enough of a split to allow fiscal stimulus, but not so much of a Democratic win to allow large tax increases. So the concept being that the markets responded very well to this. Similarly, Treasury yields for the first time rose above 1%, the 10-year, in about 7 to 8 months. Since early last year, since COVID-19 hit, Treasuries have fallen greatly as people have moved into Treasuries. This signaled the concept, again, of some fiscal stimulus, some ultimately longer-term inflationary pressures, as we have those things, and so you ended up with a rise in the 10-year Treasury yields. The third story we're following today is oil prices also rose for the first time above $50, $54 a barrel. Again, significant increases based on Saudi Arabia production cuts, plus the large economies in the world starting to get moving again. The fourth story we're facing is the auto industry. The auto industry, two stories here. The total vehicle sales in 2020 fell by 14.6% from 2019. The other large story is GM bested Ford in the truck, the pickup truck category, for the first time in 5 years, with the GMC Sierra and Silverado beating really the Ford 150 line. And that's the first time GM's done that in several years. Again, auto industry took a big hit in 2020. GM beat Ford in the pickup truck line. The next stories that we're following, the COVID-19, of course, vaccinations reached 5.5 million yesterday, starting to move it closer to a clip of 300,000 to 400,000 a day. Again, the country probably needs to get to a million a day. Second, deaths have reached now in this country 380,000 people. Hospitalizations are again at an all-time high at 130,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19. And positivity rates still linger in a national average around 13% or so, which is still much higher than we'd like, and it will leave lots of community spread. The last story we're following is something fascinating to me, is Walgreens sold its wholesale pharmacy business to AmerisourceBergen. I would have thought this is a piece of the business that Boots Walgreens Alliance wants to be in for the long run, but instead focusing much more on direct healthcare delivery and retail pharmacy. So those are really the 7 to 8 stories that we're following today. Again, we encourage you to listen to the Becker Private Equity Podcast, the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, or the Becker Business Podcast. Thank you for listening today to the Scott Becker Business Podcast and our business update.